Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Family singing Ask the Blood. At this time, we're going to be preaching out of 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. Amen. I'm excited because I know this. I know that the Lord is on the way, that he's soon coming. And you said, preacher, we've been preaching that for a long time. I know that. Amen. That's what's exciting about it. Amen. We're closer home now than we ever have been. And so I'm thankful that we got the opportunity, amen, and still stay on the radio and you know, to bring these, make these broadcasts and send the gospel around the world. It is a blessing to be able to come to you, and by the way, of the radio every day from 12:45 to 1 o'clock every day. What a blessing it is to be able to spend this time with you. I tell you what we're going to do today. We're going to go to another song at this time, and we hope you're enjoying the broadcast. This is the Justice Family singing I Know What Lies Ahead, lead singer Caleb Blanton.
This road I'm on is straight and narrow, but leads to a bed. better home. It was laid by Christ one day at Calvary while he suffered all alone. This road may lead over many high mountains and valleys dark and low, but I'll walk each day with sweet assurance that I'll safely reach my goal. And up ahead, there is joy and gladness and rest for my weary soul. And up ahead, there is peace and contentment. Everybody will be happy and home. You know that with Jesus, where tears will never be shed. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead. Now while on this road I get so weary, and often my feet would stray, but a gentle hand still leads me onward and helps me to find my way. As I climb each hill and I cross each valley by his hand, I'm daily led. And I won't look back, I'm gonna keep right on walking, 'cause I know what lies ahead. And up ahead, there is joy and gladness and rest for my soul. And up ahead, there is peace and contentment. Everybody will be happy and home. You know that I'll be at home with Jesus, where tears will never be shed. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead. And up ahead, there is joy and gladness and rest for my weary soul. And up ahead, there is peace and contentment. Everybody will be happy and whole. You know that I'll be at home with Jesus, where tears will never be shed. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead.
Yeah, man, thank the Lord. That's the Justice family. What a blessing. Amen. We're going to take the text today out of 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. And I just want to show you a few things in the Word of God today. I believe it's going to be a help to you. The Bible says in verse number 13, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and verse number 13, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." Now, we don't believe in soul sleep, because the Bible says absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We're speaking about the body itself here. Now, he said, "I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." Friend, aren't you glad today that we've got hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, that whenever our loved ones, whenever they pass away, whenever they go on, and that our hope is not lost, amen, that our hope is still within the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him." Interesting statement right there. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again. Well, obviously we know that Jesus was born in the flesh. He was born of a virgin. The Bible speaks about that. And we celebrate that around Christmas time. And then Jesus lived his life. And we understand that Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. They took his beaten and battered body down. And they placed him in a tomb. And on the third and glorious morning, Jesus Christ arose, and he came forth from the grave. And thank God, I'm thankful today that we believe that he died and he rose again. In fact, that's what it takes to be saved today. Amen. If you are struggling with those things right there, you're going to struggle with salvation. And so here we find in the text, even them also which sleep, those that have died in the Lord Jesus Christ, he says this, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Now, we're talking about the rapture of the church at this moment, and we are understanding that the Bible's speaking about how that when that if we believe this, that absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So their spirit is with the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're there with him. But one of these days, the Bible has promised us a brand new body. The dead in Christ shall rise first. They're going to receive a brand new body. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet him in the air. So the Bible says over there in verse number 15, let me get this. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. One of these days, all of those that we planted out there in the cemetery, in the graveyard, and all over the world, one of these days, amen, when the Lord Jesus Christ comes in the rapture of the church, he's going to come and he's going to bring their soul spirit with them. And they are going to get up one of these days, one of these glorious mornings. They're going to get up, amen. They're going to receive a brand new body, and one like unto his glorious body, hallelujah. And the Bible tells us over there in verse number 17, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And he tells us this right here. He says, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Friend, I want to encourage you today. You don't have to worry, amen, that what the Lord has said will come to pass. You don't have to worry. You don't have to waver on his promises. His promises is solid. His promises is true. Amen, preachers, you just keep preaching the truth of the word of God. Singers, keep singing about the grace of God. Hey, and let's just stay faithful unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And let's not give up. Let's not quit now. Amen, I hadn't heard no trumpet sound. The best thing we can do is stay on task. The best thing we can do is to remain faithful, and let's not quit, let's not give up until the Lord comes again. Well, it's been a blessing today. That's about all the time we have for the broadcast. Amen. Tune in next week for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.